Mix 93.3. Good morning. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. It is 7:44. Big thanks to Steve Serrano. He's hanging out with us today. He's filling in for Rocket. We just gave out the riddle of the day for your chance to pick the trip to see Shawn Mendes and Alicia Cara in either Miami or San Diego. Remember that you have more chances. We do it at 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So your next chance is with Jenny Matthews after 11. Trending topics are brought to you by Diamonds Direct. Don't buy a diamond anywhere in Kansas City until you experience the all-new Diamonds Direct at 119th and Row. Biggest selection. Lowest prices guaranteed. Diamonds Direct. Today is Ash Wednesday, a religious day around the world, observing the beginning of the 40-day season of Lent leading up to Easter Sunday. I was raised more Protestant. I know it's a different religions do it, but I think it's mainly Catholic. We've never observed Lent, but what would you guys give up? I think I would have to give up fast food because even if I make healthy choices, I'm just really bad, and it's because of my hours. I'm just really bad about going through a drive-thru instead of preparing meals at home and
40 days, save so 40 much nights. Money. Tara?
You know, I think the easiest thing...
It's not supposed to be easy. It's actually supposed to be something that would be very difficult.
Okay,
this
like,
would challenge
food would
me.
Honestly be difficult for me because I'm always in a hurry and I'm always out and about.
I think I'm just going to have to give up working for 40 days.
Okay.
But I'm still going to need the money.
Play along with the game.
Oh, how is that not playing along? You're my boss. I'm telling you, in celebration of my religious beliefs, I need to not come here for 40 days.
I would give up coffee.
Oh, no.
Do you think you would make it all 40 days?
I would have to probably go to something else.
Like Red Bull.
But I could give up coffee, but I'd end up doing Red Bull or Coke.
Seriously.
I remember one year we had a coworker. I'm going to call you out, Jamie girl. She was so sweet, and she had to get, I can't remember what it was. I think it was beer or something that she gave up. But in order to counteract that, she started drinking hard liquor.
Oh, God.
Nice.
It could be the opposite, but it was just funny. She gave up one and just went to the other
That's
one.
True.
All right. So a new antidepressant for people with major depression is being approved by the FDA. It's a nasal spray and it acts within hours and could help about 5 million Americans that have not been helped by traditional medication. It does have to be administered under medical supervision, though, and must be given at a doctor's office or a clinic. There's a teenager in Arkansas who is in a wheelchair, and he's always wanted an electric one, but his parents couldn't afford it. Last week, he found out his best friend, just another teenager at school, a best friend had secretly been saving money from his part-time job for 2 years to buy him one, and he gave it to him at school.
I was using a manual wheelchair. It was like my arms would get like really tired.
He's just been a really good friend, and I wanted to do him a favor. I just felt like I needed to do it.
And then they came in, my face just blew up. I was crying everywhere. I was like, wow, I can't believe he did that for me.
It was worth it. Well, Brandon, he's just always been there for me.
For the past 3 years, I've wanted to get him one, and I mean, I've been trying. I feel like life's a little bit too short to be, you know, judging everybody. You know, you should think more of others than just yourself.
I did not know he was saving up. It's been my dream just to have one of these, and he made my dream come true.
Okay, first of all, think about when you were a teenager. I worked part-time, and I worked a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I still, you know, well, of course, back then, I think minimum wage was $4 an hour. But I would maybe bring home $40, $60 a week, something like, it was enough for gas, and that's it. I mean, can you imagine, like, he couldn't have had any extra spending money. Every dime he earned had to be saved for that wheelchair.
Yeah, I agree. In high school, my paychecks were like $200 for 2 weeks.
That's crazy. That is a really...
What'd you do?
A really good friend. Yeah, what did you do in high school?
I went from being a hostess to serving in a retirement home.
Okay.
Huh. Man, I had the wrong job.
What'd you do?
I worked at a grocery store. I was a cashier, and then I worked in the customer service booth.
I was Baskin Robbins.
And I didn't even have a bank account at first. I remember they would cash your
checks.
Straight
cash. That's my style.
Well, I mean, they would cash your check there for you in the customer service booth.
Yeah.
But I would just put it in a little envelope, and I would carry my little envelope around, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go get some food, or I'm going to get some gas. But that was also back when you could fill up your tank for $8.
Yeah.
I mean, those were the good days. Whew. All right. So Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez. Bad news. If you haven't heard, he is going to undergo elbow surgery. The Royals confirmed last night the six-time All-Star will undergo Tommy John surgery to replace a damaged ligament. Happened during a recent workout where he was injured. It's going to take place today. He's expected to be out the entire 2019 season.
Pass.
Poor guy.
I don't feel very good about that. The Jayhawks
lost. You have season tickets, don't you?
Yeah, we have season tickets. Yeah.
You might want to be selling those.
Yeah, we do all the time.
Yeah. Good seats, too, by the way.
Yeah. The Jayhawks lost to OU last night, and Missouri is going to play at Georgia tonight. Sporting KC is going to play in Panama.
Hold on, going back on that. That messes something up with KU, right?
They can't win
their 14th streak is over.
They can't have 15 in a row.
Fill me in on this. I don't know exactly.
No.
Is that right, though?
She's saying no because she hasn't been following.
It's 14 years.
They could have had a 15th in a row and now
wow.
They can't.
I just would like to say that I support the team no matter what.
All right, good deal.
I'm going to say Boomer Sooner. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Sporting Kansas City is going to play tonight in Panama. And Uber just released its annual list of the strangest things that people leave behind in cars.
Okay.
These are just some of the weirdest, okay? First of all, how does this happen? A 2-month-old chihuahua. How do you get out of a car and not know you left your chihuahua behind?
Those things are awful small.
They're so little.
And they squeak. I mean,
they squeak.
A full set of 18-karat gold teeth. First of all, what are you doing that you had to take them out in the backseat of your Uber?
So gross.
2 packs of Italian sausage and a Thanksgiving ham.
Okay.
Was this... Oh, never mind.
I mean, it sounds silly, but they
the
probably
same
bought
as the teeth.
No,
same person.
They're all different.
Oh, okay.
They obviously probably just bought groceries and left a sack.
Okay.
That seems more believable. You left a bag of groceries in the back
that's
of the
true.
Car.
Okay.
A set of deer antlers.
Okay.
How do you not see that?
Been there.
Who travels with those?
A welding helmet.
Okay.
Okay.
A small handmade cat puppet.
That would be so creepy to find in your car.
An Elvis cape.
Okay.
These are the weirdest things left behind in Uber. A full fish tank with fish and water in it.
That was intentional.
Do you think these? Yeah, I was going to say these
got to
be done on purpose.
Yeah.
A fish head.
Okay.
Hopefully not from that fish tank that
it's
we just
be
talked
stuffed,
about.
Tara, don't worry.
A tuxedo for a small dog.
Oh, that's cool.
And here's the weirdest one. Okay, again, these are the weirdest things that Uber found left in their cars. A bag of hair along with a brush shaped like a foot.
Hannibal Lecter.
Or just a weave.